How to travel in style even if you don't have your own jet. You don't need your own jet or your own yacht to travel in style. Traveling in style usually takes cash, lots of it. But beyond cash, traveling in style requires a certain mindset, a mindset that you can develop for free. The first trick is to go to places where you will be comfortable. It's impossible to travel in style if you're fearing for your life, or the temperature is unbearable, or you can't eat anything because it will all make you sick. Don't run off to crummy places because you found a good deal. One day in the south of France will be far more restive and rewarding than a whole summer spent in a hellhole. Use your head when making travel plans. It's okay to look for a good deal, but you sometimes have to spend money to enjoy yourself. Not to do so is a waste of money and can be dangerous. I make a habit of only traveling to places with running water and good amenities. I don't have a calling to the great outdoors, unlike both of my sons. I've never felt I needed to climb mountains or ride rapids down a river. Why try to climb Mount Everest when you can see Mount Everest perfectly well on television or in a book? I always say, don't challenge nature because ultimately nature will win. You're far better off in a hotel. So while I'm not an expert in off-road rugged travel, I know what I'm talking about when it comes to hotels and resorts. Here are some tips for when you travel, and when you want to travel like I do. Number one, never check your luggage. That's a cardinal rule. Checked luggage is lost luggage. If you have an important meeting, you will not have time to shop for a new set of clothing. Number two, stay in a nice hotel. People's perception of you is influenced by the quality of the hotel you're staying in. If you're trying to sell yourself or your business, others will not perceive you as a deal maker if you're staying at the flea bag inn. Number three, get your suits pressed. It should be one of the first things you do after you arrive at your hotel. Most hotels will offer complimentary pressing, and there's no excuse for leaving a hotel looking like your suit's been crumpled in the bottom of a suitcase for days. Number four, bring golf clothing. You never know when you'll be called upon for an impromptu round of golf. You can rent clubs, but clothing and shoes that fit are harder to come by. Number five, always arrange your transportation from the airport to your hotel before your plane takes off. You can waste a lot of time and money stuck at the airport with a beat-up taxi as your only option. Plan ahead. Number six, have your assistant call the hotel in advance to let the manager know of your arrival. Good managers at good hotels know the comings and goings of each guest, and if they are alerted to your arrival, you're bound to get better service.